So Shai, as a professional baby girl, what tips do you have for, you know, the rest of us that want to enter that?
Why are I don't even know what that means, guys. I call myself a professional. Please don't think something different. But I feel like being a baby girl is just enjoying life. Like, chop life. Don't let life chop you. Period. Like, actually enjoy yourself. And just, like, I feel that I'm not ageist. That's one thing as well. But, like, yeah, just enjoy yourself and be free. And, you know,
do what makes you happy.
Yeah, do what makes you happy. That's what I mean by professional baby girls. You people,
but you think people, I mean, to be honest, as a professional baby girl, it's not like you exactly have, like, I mean, actual professional baby girls don't have, like, proper, you know, 9 to 5 and stuff like that. And I feel like people look down on them because you don't have a conventional job. Or, I mean, someone like you, you've never, well, you've had, have you had a conventional job before?
Yes, I think I have.
You have.
No, I think, no, guys.
I have.
Let's draw a comparison.
I've been an Uber driver before. I was an Uber driver
true.
Before.
Yeah. You said so. So now, yeah. So the switch.
Was, why do you look at me like that? No, trust me. I mean myself. Wait, sorry. I probably
I'm listening
should.
To you now. My mouth is just open. I'm
trust
wow.
me. I've had quite, you know, a few.
You're a Ursula.
Uber. I've had like a side street booker where it has to like make noodles and sell fries and all of that.
So Nina, let me ask you, do you think that people treat you differently when you have a conventional job and when you have
absolutely.
An unconventional job?
That's the truth. Like, even the government will treat you differently, sorry to say, but yeah, it's just what it is.
Because I have, like, personally for me, I noticed that for the longest time, when people ask me, oh, what do? I wouldn't tell them I was a content creator. I'll just say the first thing I'll tell them is, oh, I'm a lawyer, because I noticed that when I tell people, oh, I'm a lawyer, there's this, the law, my son, Mike, Nick, other cap. And when I tell them I'm a content creator, it's like,
What is this?
Video.
On that note, guys, welcome back to Terms and Conditions, TNC. Today we have a special guest. Me personally, I'm very excited. I have questions. I want to learn. And you know what? I want you guys, let your mind go wherever you want your mind to go, because we're really going
to
go there.
Take
so, I mean, I want to introduce you. I want you to introduce you. You're going to go there with you.
I will go there.
No, you're not by yourself. We're there with you. We're there with you. But I want you to introduce. I don't want to introduce you because I don't feel like I'll do. Like, let me try.
You won't do justice.
I won't do
justice.
We have a special guest.
Very special.
One word.
Okay, no, should I do my own?
Yes.
We have an adult content creator here.
Okay.
Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. So, yes, please take it away.
Okay, I'm Ugly Girls.
Okay.
Marry me.
Okay.
That's all.
No, what do you do?
Oh, I act blue film.
Okay. Blue film, guys. So there's blue tick and then there's blue films. And for you all that don't know, like me, blue film is there's Hollywood, there's Bollywood, there's Nollywood, and we have there's
Pollywood.
Pollywood. We're trying to make it work. Is it Pollywood or Ponywood? It's our Pornwood, and she's an adult content creator.
Yeah.
And
I think I really want to ask first question is because, like, knowing Nigerians as we are, less everybody they are like, so no, they know they wank. But okay, it's cool. That's fine. No, I'm being honest. Nigerians, I feel like as a country, we'd like to deceive ourselves.
Yeah.
And somebody said something with the way Nigerians are very homophobic. In what year was that? The most Googled thing was gay porn. But we're homophobic presenting people. So it's fine. But now, in a country like Nigeria, where everybody judges you, where even the smallest thing that you're doing that is, oh, ah, we're judging, we're a miniskirt, we're judging. I want you to give us like an insight as to like being a Nigerian adult content creator, being a Nigerian porn star, how does that work? I want to know the history. How did you get there? How are you there? How's it working out?
Boring story.
I'm a boring person then.
It's an unconventional
really like
job. Like,
okay,
how, you know, like,
about the gay porn, I watch gay porn too. And I watch animal.
Wait, like, gay porn or female gay
back
porn?
Up. No, she says, no, she says wait, something. What? You watch, what you said?
Two males.
Yeah.
No, you said something else after that. You watch animal. Ma?
Yes, please.
Okay, that's interesting.
Sorry, wait, what? Say what? Yeah.
Cool.
Guys,
well, I would never try it, but I know it's their fantasy.
What is that?
Go on.
It's called bestiality.
Bestiality?
Yeah.
No, just in me fact, now. Why is everyone looking at you?
Sorry,
me
you guys are going too deep.
Oh, yeah,
guys.
So
no, wait, what's bestiality?
Let me start from here. When was your first job? Give us like an insight of what your experience like was like
job.
For your first job. Yeah.
I was 5, secretary.
You were what?
Oh no,
oh,
like
no,
your
first
job.
Job ever.
Oh,
no,
no,
like your first film. Oh my god, are you an actress? Oh my god, you're an actress.
That's the truth.
Yeah, but she's an actress, yes.
Yes, as an actor.
Okay,
what was your first preview? Oh my god. What was your first preview as an adult blue film
actor?
Actor, yeah,
let's put it that way.
My whole family called me daddy and I blocked everybody.
Damn.
Wow.
Because that was the first video I was going to be making. and they had already seen my premium videos. So
how did you get into it then? Like, were you, you know, it is like now if I need a job, I would go on like, you know, Indeed, or I'll call somebody, send a CV. Ah, boss, do you have a job for me? But how did you just say, hey, I wanna girl, what's gonna be doing on there? Were you like, look at this body, it can make me
okay. Like, I want to know, like,
how? First of all, if not body, I don't get sexy body normally. So.
Me too.
I beg to disagree. All bodies are good.
No, listen, I'm a guy. No, trust me, you're good.
That's a cap.
You are. What do you mean? You are gorgeous. Like, I'm not going to lie. You have a very good body.
Neil
like,
hasn't told me that.
I just want to say that.
I'm just trying to say this. Wow. I'm serious. Like, don't even say that. Don't say that anymore.
Let me tell you a story. Before I answer a question.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I love this.
There's this day we went out. I have a friend. She wears waist trainer, butt lifters and everything. Then we went somewhere and everybody was staring at her. And I didn't even want to think about the fact that she was blah, blah, blah. So I was just there, blank, trying to see what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We went upstairs. Everybody was still staring. No figure eight, nice butt, big boobs. Then we started to swim. Shatou.
Where were you guys? I need a location. Ah! I just got it.
She started to swim.
Everything was just the package.
Yes, everything was. He wasn't packaging anymore.
I cannot swim, so I just had to sit down and watch them. And I was just laughing. She's my friend. I tell her, see, I will still laugh at you outside, but you're still my friend. So I was just looking at the men, their reaction, the boys. I'm like, okay.
Then she took it off.
So now, who are you going to come for? Me, right?
And they came for you.
Period. Skinny girls were coming in. Well,
so I was there with someone.
So you've not told us. Like, I want to know, how does it work? Were you scouted? Did you have to apply? Fill a Google form? Like, how did it work? And how old were you, when you started? You don't mind me asking.
Yeah, that's like something I was
2018.
Okay.
2018. So yes. How old were you?
I have to do some calculation.
Do you mind telling us how old you are now? I mean, we can do the calculations for you.
Yes, I was. Under 21 or over 21?
I'm not calculating for you.
Okay.
So let's just know that it was consensual.
Something else.
No, I was going to stop at 21.
Yeah, as long as she was over 18.
Yeah, you're over 18. Great. So your first movie was when you were over 18.
Mm. How did it start? How did you get the job?
I do premium. And
talk to me like I'm a child. What is a premium? What is a basic? I mean, I'm not a basic. I know what that is. But like, I really don't know.
I
have no idea what's going on.
So how does premium work?
I was so broke one time, and I was thinking, how can I make money? And everybody are like, you look beautiful, you look sexy. I'm like, okay, I don't have to come and meet you to make money.
Okay.
So let me just look beautiful and sexy, then you watch me. So I started doing the premium with help from someone.
So solo shooting, you were filming, you were like producing your own movies.
Masturbating and doing.
Where were you posting?
On Snapchat.
On Snapchat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, that's what I mean by premium.
Premium on Snapchat. Yes. Yeah. People pay for that.
Yeah.
So on average, how much do you make
on Snapchat?
On Snapchat, I want to go. There's different levels. So what's your rate? She makes money. You know, you ask somebody how much money do you make, and it looks
like it's a lot of money.
Don't play with it.
Big bag.
You can't play with this for free.
Big bags.
So your first bags.
I love it.
Your first delve into like making it professional. Because you started producing by yourself, making videos of you masturbating on Snapchat, and like making people pay for premium and all that. So when you first started, you know, like proper production, as well, okay, now camera sets, lights, action.
My first production was with my phone. And it was still for my premium. I had to invite a guy. That's the difference.
Wait. You have to pay him.
He's good. Your head is there. I think you paid that guy.
How much? Sorry, if I can.
Make almost 30,000. Then he asked for smoke and food. That was 2017.
Minimum wage then was
Guys, all it. You called the guy.
And you paid him.
So come and
film with you.
It's not, it's like to come and act with you.
Wait,
you called him to come and act on your phone.
Mm-hmm. So you used the tripod, right?
And then Snapchat was 10 seconds.
Yeah, hey. Then Snapchat was still 10 seconds. Yeah, that's true. That's dope. That's
Wait,
true. That's
did
true.
Did you use a con? Did you safe sex? Yes, no?
No, back that then. Was.
Yeah, back then.
Sex.
Oh, so okay. Back wow. Then it was.
Yeah, you sound you like it was. You sound like you remember it very well.
So he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. Did he make you come? Oh, sorry.
Yes,
can
I? No, yes. Ask. Did
Wait,
you?
I have a question. So every time you do, when you act, do you come every time or do you fake it?
I fake it most times. Ooh. And most times I just enjoy it.
You just enjoy the... Hmm. Okay, another question. In outside of work, when you have sexual interactions with men, mm-hmm. do you... Is it still pleasurable? Does it still feel like work?
Depends. Like, because I might meet you and you're rude.
Yeah.
And you really want to fuck me. Uh-huh. Because you really want to fuck me, I'll just fuck you. And I'll keep remembering you're rude. And you might not enjoy it as much as you should.
Mm. Oh, you're so you're the dominant one in the bed, isn't it?
Yes, please.
Ah, I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, baddie. Question. Wait, wow. These stories, guys, me, they ask questions. No question. No facts.
Wow. What do you have? I wanted to ask, like, now, how do you select? Like, obviously, now, you're a creator, so it's professional. Everything, every job, you get grade, get tasks and stuff like that. So, you know, same way somebody goes at 9 to 5, they say, okay, today you're working on this, you're working on that. How mm-hmm. do you select the kind of tasks that you do? Do you have any particular genres that you like that, okay, you know, this is my specialty. I like anal, I like oral, I like yeah. orgies, I like threesomes. So you're open to anything. And then how
no
do you
ask
pick? No ass fucking. Okay. So
do
now.
You peg?
Yes, please.
Do you what?
I like that yes, please. She's so polite. Oh my God.
Do you peg?
Google I'm sorry,
it.
But it's the fact that I don't know what that term means.
Neither do I.
I'm dead serious.
Off camera, so she was, using their words.
Oh my God.
So basically, now pegging is when you know it's like it's quite it's also from what
she
I've heard.
Say,
you know,
said,
when you bend somebody over and you know,
stroke. When you bend a man over,
yeah, basically
that's the right definition of
the way a man will bend a woman over. I think in was like how a woman will bend a man
you know,
over.
No, forget
and
about
pegging.
It. It's okay, yeah. The picture is looking blurry in my head. So sorry.
So please, yes,
come
like
back,
I
come
said,
back, come back.
How do you
come back?
I'm doing the mass.
How are you recruited for jobs? Do you have like agencies that you work with? And
no, I've tried to contact those people when not in Nigeria and
Xvideos, Pornhub,
sir,
Bang stuff like that.
Yeah,
and one yes. other stuff.
Yeah,
and they never got back to me, so I felt maybe I was not. But here in Nigeria, it's just me. Then I met one guy.
Do we have producers
wait,
in Nigeria?
Wait.
Don't listen to her. Continue.
Do we have, sorry.
Who is the
do
guy
we,
now?
Do we have,
you are a bad
no, do we have, like, okay, you know how you say, okay, there's Iroko TV, there's Ebony Life and stuff. Do we yeah. have that here in Nigeria,
yes,
like porn producers and
what's
stuff?
What's it called?
And how
for the
often do you
like
work
to...
with them?
No, I don't work with them.
You prefer to shoot your own content, create your own content?
I tried to create an organization and they are fucked up. So they said I'm always proud, I want to blah, blah, blah. And
you want to work,
so they removed me from the group.
Your own organization that you created?
I was trying to make them do a competition for BBL, BBW, BB what, BB something, I don't know. And
okay.
Competition,
yeah,
pageantry or
no,
yeah.
like you check
like a sex marathon or just
no,
BBS.
Just like this American channel that do awards.
Award,
like
okay, you trying to be? She was trying to step it up.
Yeah, make it
Y'all
look
was
more.
Some haters up in there.
That's crazy.
Haters,
because I'll be very honest with you, because I feel like in other parts of the world, like way more advanced countries. Trust me, I feel like. Porn stars get
glorified.
Whoa, like, trust me.
You are a superstar.
You are a superstar. So, this brings me back to, like, the question I'm trying to ask. Because, trust me, I guess I'm supposed to ask. But. So, I don't know what, like, she already asked about what your personal sexual relationship could be like with someone you actually, you know, someone you actually, like, in a relationship with. But I want to ask, like, how has your job, right, how has it personally affected romantic relationships that you could, you know, you have possibly found yourself, you could have possibly found yourself or something?
Okay, before I started porn, I was not dating anybody.
Okay.
Okay.
Then after I started porn, I met somebody and by God's grace, we've been fighting and dating.
Okay.
And we're still fighting and dating.
Are they, I don't
fighting
know.
Why do you fight? Is
but
it to do with your
love? Affect my...
Does he understands
it's
your
why
job?
It's, why are you assuming... Okay. Does your partner? But I like to be no. Okay. Does your partner?
Your partner.
Like,
does your okay, partner? I'm sorry.
Wait, hold on. Can I even readdress the question? Yeah, do you and your partner fight because of your work, or is it just other relationship stuff?
Mm-hmm. We fight because I smoke.
Oh, free that one, I beg. Okay, that's a everybody a take deep breath.
Boy, city girl.
Okay, so you guys don't fight because of your work.
No.
Do you make more income than your partner?
He makes more income than me.
Oh, is it okay. He? You already said it's a he. Mm. He just said it's a he.
He's from beginning that
she. I just asked
it. No, because I know men are. I was too. Yeah, no, that's good. And I would still try. Like,
oh my god!
So is he older? Is he like an older man, or is he a younger man?
He's also a porn star.
You wanna talk?
Okay.
I'm sorry. Everybody knows. I'm sorry. Like, speaking of porn stars, I like this, and I'm sorry. So apparently, this guy, you know, everybody knows Johnny Sins now, the bald guy.
Who?
Johnny Sins.
No, I don't.
Okay, now they play.
Like me and drink you,
okay, they play. So apparently, his wife kissed her sins. They're married. She's also a porn star, as well. They're married, and then they have a channel. They have their own. This thing, I think Keeping Up With The Sins or something like that, that's dedicated to, you know, like their life and all. And then they bring people in, do what they have to do, do solo, do group. It's really wholesome. It's wholesome content. So is that something you'd want to explore with your partner, you guys going into production together? Do you make content together? Yes.
What's good on you?
What did you say?
Yes. Well, actually, to be fair, that's why I sent you on TikTok. I saw a girl, she does... Well, she calls it Onion Fans, but she does OnlyFans, and her partner is the one that films her content, and sometimes he joins in the content and stuff. But she does it with her partner. It's OnlyFans again, is, but he's happy to do it. So, like, do you and your partner make content together? Or have you made content together?
Yes, we have.
Do you frequently make content together?
Yes, we do.
When was the last time you made content?
Many years ago.
Are you currently
no?
Are you currently acting, or are you retired? Are you like,
I did try to retire.
That's an interesting you
try because
what happened? You tried and then what happened?
Okay, I prayed to God. I came to meet somebody, then I went back home and I'm like, God, I'm taking my life back from you, because I've seen in movies and I've heard and I've seen people give their life to Christ and they become broke. Like, it's common in Nigeria.
No, that's not true.
Calm down.
This is our own personal experience.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Go to the church, you see someone sweeping, washing the toilet where someone else came to poo and pee.
Yeah.
And that lady cannot even afford pure water. So I told God, motherfucker, I'm taking my life. Then he was like, okay, give me reasons.
Go on, please. I love reasons. What reasons did he give you?
I gave him reasons why I was taking my life back. I told him I still want to fuck.
Yeah.
I still want to smoke.
Yeah.
I still want to drink. I still want to party.
Yeah.
I want to fly low with the angels and still do my good and just still be naughty. Is that good enough for you? Then I went to rehab.
Oh, okay.
Rehab for...
How was the experience? No, for smoking, I'm guessing.
Oh, yes, please.
For smoking weed or smoking...
And for actually telling my parents what I said to God.
Oh, okay.
So they thought I was going crazy.
Oh, wow. How long did you spend in rehab?
Felt like 2 years.
Did you just go to rehab for smoking weed, or are you into other substances as well?
Oh, they did some drug tests and I was clean.
Oh.
I was sounding stupid. So.
Oh.
Question, how often do you create content? Because Nia is a content creator. I know you create content every other time.
Yeah,
retired. Have you gone back into content creating? Are you? So we know how.
I tried to, but I wasn't just feeling it.
Okay. So as of now, are you retired or you're coming up? Like, let's do
when I took my life back, I go back to the old one.
So you're still creating.
So now you're still creating. How often do you create?
I tried to, and
because consistency,
I think he missed me so much, it could not last long, and he fucked up. And I'm like, okay, let me take a break when I'm ready. I'll continue.
Wait, who missed you?
Who?
The guy. He just said the guy missed her too much.
Wait, but and don't you? Do you just use one guy, or you don't rotate the roster?
I like to keep my fuck list shut.
Oh, okay. Respect.
I
like that.
Personal question to
I really
ask.
Like that.
I would like to ask you a personal question. Has anybody asked you for like specific content? Like, has someone hit you up like, hey, I will pay you, I don't know, 1 million naira to Do you, okay. I didn't need to finish the question.
Sorry,
no, I was going to ask something.
There's this big sex toy.
It's as big as this.
The black dildo. Is it the black one? Sorry, I'll just Google it.
And the pink one.
Of course, Google.
Yeah.
The cream one with the pink cap.
I know what you're talking about. Ride on.
Nah, I just get goosebumps.
I know, ride on.
Okay. Someone paid me on one app.
Yeah.
And we came to WhatsApp and it's like, let me see your toys. And foolishly,
you showed it to him.
I brought out the big ones and I've never used it.
Wahala. Okay.
It's just for fashion.
Mm-hmm. How much did he pay you to use it?
Oh. Want to steal my money?
No, I want to, maybe the way you're sounding, money, one person paying.
So I want to ask, like, have you been approached before? Like, probably by like a production set of people or whatever. They are like, we want to offer you so and so to do this, right? So me, I don't want to ask how much they offered you, right? But I just want to know, how much do you think is going to cost? Because all of it, yes. How much is it going to cost to get you? So, you know, let's say for instance, she has
what's
like
your starting rate?
Okay, let me rephrase this.
If you were to do private content, if we were to suggest private content for a client, right, where would you say your rate started from?
Mm-hmm.
So if I said I wanted 10 minutes of you to use several toys, do other things,
yeah,
where would we start?
So I grew past that stage, first of all.
Because back then,
they'll say, if you, let me say this anyway, if you carry a shower, if the shower, if you want to do the shower from front, money will go pay different for if you want to do the shower from back.
True.
If you carry a shower, if you want, if you do, I want touch breast. Money where you go pay exactly. Different. So no, but this was
like,
that.
No, but like you know, the same way with jobs now, cause yeah,
yeah. That's a base rate.
Because I feel like you don't want to discuss finances, and that's fine. But we just want to have. If you're not comfortable,
they discuss finances normally. Based on I like money, but when there are some situations where you don't even think about the money aspect, you're like no. No matter the amount, like no.
What is your no go? What's your red, like your big? Just give us a sign. What do you say no? Send anal. What else? It's just anal. You say no to?
And rude people and people that are just fucked up. Like I mean, constant. You come and you're like, I want to fuck you. I'm like, why do you want to fuck me?
Yeah.
Oh, people are
like,
manners.
Because
yeah.
you're a porn star. No, I think like, okay, give me 3 million for 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes. Let me see how much and how, like, you really want to fuck me. And it's like, is your pussy good? I'm like, yes.
Jeez.
And I block.
Is that?
I love that. I feel like you capitalized.
That block game was, he's so like typing,
you,
babe.
You
block.
Really, you, over time, you have learned to capitalize on your value in your craft.
I think that's the beauty of professionalism.
That's the beauty of it.
Because, like, what I wanted to ask now is, okay, for people that, you know, plan to go into, because I did watch an interview that you did, and, you know, I went through the comments and stuff, and quite a number of people were asking, oh, how do I get into this? How do I start? And all of that. So people out there that you might inspire, that, you know, want to go into the same line of work, and they want to know, okay, what am I looking to earn in this? No, because I mean, I see it same as a job.
There's
the same way you have a job.
Okay. I did my first interview.
Yeah.
My first ever interview. Mm. I told them I wanted to create a village of people fucking and teaching people how to fuck and make money.
Girl, that's a school. You can still do that. No, dead ass. No, let me be honest with you. Nigeria has a really big, like, underground sex scene. If that's what you want to do, do it. Call it a sex school.
Okay, I tried to.
Yeah.
Then, I tried to. Then people come and I'm like, okay, why do you want to act porn? I'm that stupid. I will ask you 2 billion questions. Then at the end, I'll be like, God says you should not act porn.
So for people that you inspire, so like that want to know, for people that you inspire and like want to know, okay, how much should I be looking to earn? Because now, let's say I asked Shaya that, okay, Shaya, I want to enter the show field, as entry level, how much should I be looking to earn?
But I just said something. I said I will just tell you if God doesn't want you to do.
And for those that God wants to do porn,
okay,
how much should they look at earning?
I'll be like, go forth, meet someone else, let him produce you, let me watch it and get turned on. Then I'm like, come and let me teach you.
I'm sorry, I have to pull out a question from that. Good. You know how you have, what do they call this thing, deliverables? Mm-hmm. I like what you said. Let me watch it and get turned on. When you've made a video, how do you know that this video is good to go out?
Good content.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How do you,
when
what
I'm
are the standards?
Production, I watch what they are doing. And when I'm editing, I just remove that fault I saw when I was watching it.
During production,
So it's But when I'm not there, I have a video I've not edited till today. It's going to 1 month now. I went into the room just smelling, and the lady was just there. The guy was just there. I'm like, I want to stay here and see. And he's like, no, please just allow me do this. I'm like, okay, do it. It's still on my phone. I've not posted it.
So where do you get your clients from? Because you said you've not posted it. How do you get clients? How do you get clients? How do you? Because you just first of all, how do I find you? Like, if I wanted to, because we're talking about unconventional job. What you do is unconventional. Like, if, like you said, you started it because you were really poor, right? Let's say somebody else is in that space and they need money. How would they find a clientele for this market? How do I become a porn star with clients? Because, you know, we already talked about packaging. I can go online and say, guys, you know, now you can even buy blue tick. I can go online and say, you know, I'm a porn star and I've never fucked a nigga in my life. Do you know what I mean? Sorry, I'm not supposed to swear. And I've never been intimate with anybody in my life, right? How would you get clients? How do you get clients?
If you want to be a porn star.
If they want to be a porn star.
Me, if I want to be a porn star, let's say your baby. If I want to be a porn star. People should open.
Come to your feet.
Open yourself to the idea of multiple streams of income. So if I want to be a porn star, that's why I was asking, okay, what's the price
for you? Why are you being serious? Come and let's say the best.
No, 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 the best for you. I like to be profesh. I want to know one or two. Let me do my research. Let me know, okay, this is what I'm doing.
If you're looking at my toes and it's really making me money, so where do I...
How do you get clients? How do you get people to work with? How do you get production?
Okay, when I started, I did this flyer and I posted it.
A flyer.
And I had a book where I wrote number, name, age, and location.
I love it.
A very big diary.
Whoa, so you've got a black book. Yo, how much is that worth? Is there any celebrities in there? No, come on, guys. Do you have any celebrities and politicians in that book? Huh. Yes.
Oh,
you know what? Wait, I think there's something I like to ask. There's something because I know, to be right, let's be honest, right? You are not typical, you know. You have gotten to a level where you understand your craft. You have created something out of it. You understand. So, I want to ask, right? In your field of work, right?
Okay.
What actually differentiates, you know, I'm just being honest.
What sets
you aside from, because I know, say, if you pass Farm City now, it choke.
Then damn.
Plenty, you know,
yeah.
So why didn't you really go through that route of, you know, just being the popular, just standing and waiting for anybody to come?
I tried it.
Okay. How did that go?
When I was 18, I heard in Worry, you can do anything
he's
you
a
want
worry
to
boy,
do.
By the way.
You can smoke on the road. You can fuck on the road. You can... That even a five-year-old is smoking.
I
want to go to Worry. Look, I finished my story.
Finish.
I went to Worry with like maybe two clothes. And I got there. I'm like, why am I not seeing five-year-olds smoking? Make I understand why they smoke. There was nobody smoking. There was nobody being... Everything I heard, I'm like, okay, I'm going to stay here for 2 years.
You were in Worry for 2 years?
2 years plus.
Two years plus.
Go to visit my family.
Where for Worry, you say?
Everywhere.
My I love day. That. Like, the fact that you even said you moved to Worry, like, that's almost so personal to me. Because me, I was born in Worry, born and raised, you get me?
Worry boy.
But, I tell you, but, like, I, like, really want to know, like, I know say you don't answer a lot of questions, but I like to really know, like, apart from your job, right, what's your personal life like? Do you have... routines, you have things you love to do, things you enjoy, you travel, you they like tell us. We want to know the real you.
I said I'm boring, right?
You're not boring.
No, you can't be that boring. Life. You can't be that boring.
When I'm inside, I'm either cooking or cleaning or listening to music, like always listening to music. Then maybe DIY.
Do it yourself.
They sound like
full proper. There was one day I asked everybody to buy straw, and I asked them to knit it.
Oh, okay. So they do things for your hands.
Yes.
Let me even ask you another question, Seth. Because you said something when you introduced yourself. You said there's ugly girls and there's marry me. are they the same person, or do you have a different, you know, when you're going on, this is me for this stage, this is me for this
alter ego?
Do you have an alter ego? Do you have a different personality when you're going
on? I have different.
Please tell us about the different personalities.
And when I'm inside my room, that's when we can be crazy. Mm. When I'm outside, it's just me.
I love that.
So who
me is everybody.
So if I meet you outside, who am I talking to now?
Everybody.
Ugly girls or married? Everybody.
Everybody.
When do I talk to ugly girls?
So I merge all my personalities. I went to rehab, I told you.
Yeah.
And most of the stuff I was doing at home was what motherfuckers were teaching me.
Who?
I'm like, psychologist, I know this. Why are you making me feel I'm the one that is crazy? Are you sure you're not the one that is crazy? Because this is stuff I do on a normal day, and you're bringing me here to make my family spend money to teach me what I do on
Can you give us an example? That's smart, you know. Just give us, throw something light now. Come on, throw something light on the table.
Throw something light, not too deep.
I talk to myself,
okay,
but I don't do it outside, except I'm with someone else I feel is also like me. You know, Amora Wao Tabarin.
That one did. But you know, see, me now, it's like everybody here has been scared to ask the questions that, see, me, I have one question for you. Okay. You know, I'll give you this one. You know,
this one here has spread.
So, yeah, so I don't.
Not the AGE.
All the space.
But anyway. We're listening. Anyway, like, for your job now, this is back to your job, not your personal life. For your job now, I know, say, it's a lot of. Yeah?
Wait. So, can we all join? Let's go.
Yeah. So, for that kind of environment where you define yourself, like, I don't know, like, you always tell the guy, say, see, I don't want to do this in past 30 minutes. So whatever you are doing, drop 30 minutes. You have to. Do you understand? Or now you they say, are you tired? Now you they say, are you tired?
Girl, I see you. Stall your knees. Let's have it.
Mad. So that's how it is for you.
Yes.
Mad. Have you ever been in a situation now where say you say now you they say, are you tired? But this guy now know the tire. And it could be like say, not too call the fire, we'll go tire first.
I've been in that situation. Maybe he's irritating me.
Okay.
I'm perceiving one smell. Yeah. Or he's doing something I don't like. Or he did something I did not like before. I just remember at that point. Or I'm like, I need to clean. Oh, that place is dirty. Okay. Why is that place dirty? Oh, the light. No, off the light. No, stand up. No, don't do it. You know. Wow. I said, I talk to myself, right?
Yeah.
So at that point,
you're distracted.
I might be like, just stop, please. You're frustrating.
You know, I feel like that happens because you be the actor, the producer, the director, everything.
No, together. Even when I'm producing and there's some people videoing, I just stay there. And I'm like, no, come to this side, not that side. And I want to spank him, but I'm like, oh, he's my friend. So just please go to this side.
Okay.
Then at times I just sit down in the room. I'm like, they're not doing the right thing. Let me go and check. And I go, it's rubbish.
I want to know, sorry, if you don't mind, about the logistics of it all now. Because you said, you said that when you're, you know, hygiene. Let's talk about quick questions and ask now. First, start with hygiene. How do you, like, your partners now? I saw an interview where he said something about, oh, you like people bringing their test results, make you know, say, okay, this person did clean. And I did
clean. So you're spying.
I've been spying on you. I'm sorry. I'm not.
But you spied on us too.
You spied on me too. But yeah, like, okay, they bring their test results, number one. Number two, how do you people pick the location? How do you get the actors to come there? How do you set your set?
Yes. I had props before rehab story.
Okay.
What would be your question? I don't know.
It's okay. Sorry. How do you get people to, like, what are the logistics? How do you get a hotel
casting
room?
Calls.
Do you have
do you
a
like,
space?
How do
you
recruit Instagram?
People to come? Then let's talk about, you know, getting tested, because obviously I know that you take...
You saw the interview about the test, right?
Mm. Yes, I did.
Can you explain it to me?
I'm not the one that got tested.
Because she's asking me to redo that interview.
No. I'm just asking, really. Like, I want, just, like, I... It wasn't
do you still
so
do that
deep.
Now?
Do you still
like,
do that Because,
you know, this
I've
was before
done
COVID.
Videos for... This year is making it 1 year and 6 months.
You haven't done videos for 1 year, 6 months. Okay.
Are you going back to doing videos?
You don't first talk at me, you know.
Yeah.
When I was telling God, I don't collect my life back.
I know, but well, now I'm telling everybody. So you're going back. How? When are you going? Today your
because
debut.
The
are you going
I
back
said
today?
I tried to do. Mm-hmm. I tried. Mm-hmm. It did not work out.
That's without.
I still have from that particular trying, one I've not posted because... It was dirty.
Okay.
I'm the one that acted it, but it was dirty. Okay. Now me did the video.
Wait, what do you mean dirty? As far as the environment was
no
dirty,
hygiene.
Okay.
Physically, environment, okay. You know, the atmosphere.
Everything. Okay, wait, but before anything, I know so you don't answer, like I said, you don't answer a lot of questions. But she was saying, she was trying to ask you one question about, like, you know, the casting and everything. Now, that casting, let me just narrow it down. Do you like the small team, the medium team, or, you know, how, what's your preference? Questions.
How do you pick?
What's your preference? Do you look at the guy and say, I want someone with six packs, someone that, I mean, I know you want, obviously want someone who is going to look good in the camera, you know, at the end of the day.
Right now, we have two personalities, ugly girls and marry me.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
And marry me likes black guys with six packs, tall, mm-hmm. sexy, you know, big
daddy.
Dick.
Okay, interesting.
But you see ugly girls? She's like, nothing they soft. God bless everybody normally.
Normally,
so
anywhere beloved.
Anywhere, you're not getting anywhere. So I've answered your question.
You've answered my question. I love it.
Question. I get my question. Okay, because as an actress now, you have fans. I'm guessing you have fans.
Of course she has.
When you're not acting now, but okay, you're normal, you're going to the supermarket, you're going to buy this, buy that. Do you have any experience where you've ever jammed any of your fans and are like, oh, celeb, and you know.
I went to buy cake because I love to eat cake, even when it's not my birthday. I went to buy cake with that guy when we talk about that time. Remember, Abby? I went to buy cake with him and we were inside. Somebody was staring at me. And the next thing he asked was, ugly girls, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm not ugly girl, so.
Oh, he said no?
I was like, in no, public, not
you feel claim, ma'am.
No,
that's a, you know why I did that? No, like, you know why I did that? Bro has been staring at me since.
Okay.
Now, if you are not sure of who you want to talk to, why did you walk up to me? You want me to be stupid and say, yes, ugly girls? Yes, sir. Yes. How are you, sir? Nice. How are you doing? Nice. You don't watch my video today.
I love this girl.
And when I said, no, he stared and brought out his phone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, funny enough, even if you have my company number, it would not ring. Yeah. I would see the missed call later on, so no problem. And I was looking at him to just say, I know you. You see, I know you. I've met people that don't know me from porn. They know me from maybe my cooking videos. They know me from when I tried to dye my weave on and I just posted it. They know me from when I say, wash your pussy, be clean, be this.
So you,
they
know me from other Facebook. Yeah. You would do educating stuff.
You know. So you do other content.
Yes. When I'm stoned.
I like it still.
Either way now.
Like, because you are showing that you are not, see, you are the main thing.
You know,
I like that.
I think what we should even accept now, because obviously we've established that you're a veteran in the field and you have a very high level of professionalism. Like, you know what you do, you sabi wetin you do.
Exactly.
Now, what can a porn star do that you will see as, okay, you are reviewing, you know, like I said, you watch the videos and you edit and you say, this person will try. Like, what's this rubbish? Like, what can you see that somebody will do and be like, nah, G, you know, try?
The video has to turn me on.
So if it doesn't turn you on, it's rubbish.
What turns you on?
Okay. Now, you also said that
beautiful things, like fine things.
But then,
like,
I'm
looking at you guys, I'm like, oh, I'm turned on. You're cute. You're cute. You're dark. You're cute. You're fair. You're cute. You're
oh, my God. But then you also said earlier that you don't get turned on easily.
Yes.
So it means you have, like, very high standards as to what you know.
No, I just tell my mind, I want to fuck. Should we get honey today?
That's how it works for you.
I like that too.
Unless I go just be honey everywhere. I'm a porn star now, Abby. People expect me to just be honey everywhere. At the bath, at the honey, at the cook, at the honey, at the trek, for work, at the honey.
So, I mean, how do you live up with people? Like, how do you live up to people's expectations? Like, how do you interact with other people that know, your family?
How do I live up to people's own expectations? Even,
sorry, I jab on. Now, you made me think about that.
I get one question I want to ask you. No, take offense.
No, I'm ready to point spell.
Do you or would you like to have a family? Like, you get husband, you get Pekin, you get house, but I mean dog, cats, settle horse. Down. I don't know. No. Would you like to settle down actually?
Animals, yes, please.
So you don't want to have, like,
but I would not fuck them.
No. Nobody fuck that thing.
No, because I said I watch animal.
Yeah,
porn.
I beg, I mind the tree for this place now. But
make everybody know, so I don't go fuck.
If God was to say, take, I get one bubble like this for you, would you want to settle down, marry?
I have to see. I would tell God.
But you don't think, ah, God, I wouldn't mind.
No, wait. If me can tell you, I went to God. My real name is Mary Emeachibon Solomon Edet. Mary, Mother of Jesus.
Cross River.
Whoa.
Yeah, across river.
My mom is.
Okay, all right, cool.
I'm from Lagos.
So, I mean, having a family is not anything on your bucket list anytime soon.
I wanted
so
to be a reverend sister. And they don't have families.
Yeah, none.
They don't get married.
Yeah, true.
But they can masturbate, right?
I've never been a reverend sister.
But if I were a reverend sister, I probably would. I get what you know.
And you're not cheating with anybody.
That's a story.
No living thing.
That's another thing.
I mean, if I were,
I get another question. You know, say we want to find out about your finances. On average, in a month, you know, most people, me, I do like upkeep, then I have like transport, food, all of this. On average, how much you say you spend on your productions? Like, how much do you put in on one production? Say now, you want to do, somebody has come to you, they want you to help produce XYZ, how much would you spend on productions, camera, lights, like something where, like, must there be a bed? Sometimes do you do outside?
What standards do you like, have yeah, what's for your production? Because I know you actually feel like one that has very high standards.
Because you said you started with your friend as well.
So I know it's quality work you put out there. I feel like it's quality work that you put out there. So
I try my best.
I feel like I already trust you.
Oh, I love light.
Yeah?
But only the ones when I see when I enter.
Mm-hmm.
Any other one is distracting.
Oh, yeah, fair, yeah. It has
and
to
props, yes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of props, sorry?
Bed, hospital bed.
No, what I mean like
demarcation. That's kinds of props.
Yeah, no. I'm asking like specifically the kind of like sex toys
maybe
that she uses and
dick.
Stuff. Dildos. Yeah.
No, how much is production? I want to know. Let's be real. How much do you spend on production? How long is a production? Like, if you get one thing, you want see that video where you say you get for like 1 month now. How much did you spend on producing that video?
Oh, that was a free video.
No, but how much location?
They're free. So you should know in production, just on videos, you would not spend money. You can say, oh, what's your name?
My name is Neo.
Neo. I want to do one skit. Can you maybe appear? I wouldn't have to pay you, but we can share the whatever profit comes with it.
Is it that
so there are
now?
Some productions that are free.
Uh-huh.
There are some you have spend money to make.
So the ones that you spend money on, is it free because you use your iPhone? The ones that you spend money.
It's free because I'm fucking amazing. Enjoying it.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about you self. I said
the materials, the tools, the lights, the camera, all of that.
Okay, I own my light. I own my camera. I own my props. I own my studio. I pay the models.
Yeah.
Question.
I'm be boss for that.
No, she's in an OG. So do you
level's day? It's a bit top.
Do you have any particular thing that you like doing? Something that okay is like your go-to now. For me now, if somebody asks me, oh, what kind of content do you like to create? I'll say, okay, for me, just call me here. Let me go there, make video, lifestyle type of thing. So when it comes to your work, do you have any particular thing that, oh, this is what I like to do? This is what I'm an OG at. Do you get?
Cooking. And cleaning.
So how
I'm pressing my phone and listening to music.
How do you infuse that into your content that you create for work?
Most times when I'm producing, if I'm the one shooting or there are models, I actually play music in the other room. Then I take a break. I go there, I listen to my music, I come back. Mm. Then I understand. If I'm the one shooting, before the model gets to me or before I get to in the Uber, my earpiece, I'm prepping myself. I'm listening to music and I'm getting ready. So,
I think for the question I'm asking, honestly, because like I want to, like, if I is it something that, like, what exactly do you enjoy doing?
Fucking.
No, as like in fucking get great.
Because so it's exactly cooking.
No. I'm saying that when it comes to work now, what exactly, like, I'm asking, do you have any particular theme style that you enjoy doing? That okay, fine.
Doggy.
I like doing doggy.
What's your favorite position?
I like oral. That type of thing. What's your favorite position?
Riding. Cowgirl.
I was trying to be diplomatic now.
I bet you should.
I see.
I'm a dominant. So
oh yeah.
Oh, you have to be on top. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All
have you ever like tried BDSM?
Yes, I have.
Did you enjoy it?
In my imagination, yes, but Nigerian men are fucked up.
How so?
Damn.
Because they are fucked up.
So the guy was.
Now there's somebody I've met so many guys. They're like BDSM. I want to dominate you. I'm like, no. I'm a dominatrix. You cannot dominate me. I have to be in control.
Yeah.
So relax and let me give you pleasure and also punish you.
Ooh,
and
I'm
this
sorry.
Motherfucker came to the hotel. I gave him food and smoke in case. May not say I not give her food.
Yeah,
they got faint.
I say no offer or anything.
I gave him food.
Yes, sir.
I said she's very professional.
Hospital. And the next thing, I'm like, I'm going to tie you up with this belt. My sugar daddy was there. He was watching us live. And I told him there's someone going to be watching us. Then I'm like, I'm going to tie you up with this belt. Give me your belt. Okay, I tied him. And I started whipping him. And the boy was crying.
First way they track. You a flog person, you say me not cry.
Yes, no.
I don't understand. When you say won't be slave, you not get sense.
You know, you don't know.
You not get sense. You not see how they do slave trade that time. Say now waiting in one experience for real life.
Why they do like that? You flog her too hard.
I get two questions. I don't wait. You say you get sugar daddy. Where you find her? How does your sugar daddy involve into the world?
I feel like you're asking for personal reasons. Are you?
Excuse me.
Are you?
I beg your pardon.
Are you?
I'm a professional.
What's but tell us though, like your sugar daddy is almost like involved. He's comfortable. He's it, but I say he will like some other things.
How many you get? Like plus.
You know, I told them I have an interview today. I'm like, send me money. I get interview. You send me money. I get interview. You send me. You send me. I'm waiting. I'm in the cabo. I don't get what so. I got the rich. Where is the money?
I love it. I love it.
So how does that work with your format? Oh my God, there's so many words I'm joining together. How does that work with your work? Like, how you say, like, your sugar daddy likes to watch
it? Okay, I fuck my boyfriend, my models, and my sugar daddies.
Okay, but then sometimes they cross over.
I get
sugar daddy likes to watch when you're doing.
Yes.
Other. Okay, that's interesting.
No vex. I get question. Now, wait. No vex. I beg you, please say. You know, if you guys be worried people, I don't spark sometimes. I don't beg you, please.
Worry people, please. I don't beg.
Me off camera, so I don't beg.
See, they will not get offense because they taught me like half of what I know now. So they'll be proud of yourself at this point.
I'm proud. I'll ask you. So you said you're an actor, right? Yes, a blue film actor, actress, right? Now, but in the conversations we've had, you said that you fuck your sugar daddy, you fuck your boyfriend, and you fuck your actors. Yeah. So what is now the difference between you being a porn star and you? What's the other word? Should I say?
No, I think I would say how do you
differentiate
work aside, and then what are your thoughts on like transactional sex work and for porn stars? Because I feel like that is a common problem that, you know, quite a number of porn stars have. People think, okay, I want to do transactional sex work.
Basically like hookups.
You don't like it.
That's why I said, you don't like the way you would talk to me. Yeah. I won't just fuck you and not even ask you for money. Okay. I just want to give you pleasure.
Okay.
I'm like, come and enjoy and go.
I get you now.
And then sometimes I'm like, motherfucker, you're going to pay for this because you were rude. You said, is, you're supposed to say at, but you said is, and I'm angry with that. I'm a dominatrix, so I just find fault in everything.
Nice. So I'm gonna ask on a little bit. I want to ask one question where they're a little bit controversial. No vex.
Okay.
So the one where they pay you say, I won't fuck you. I get X amounts. Now this I won't give you. Make I fuck you. I won't do X Y Z. Can we now say that sometimes you be porn star? No vex, so please don't beat me.
Oh, you're going to that.
Sometimes,
okay.
Wait, though. Sometimes.
Okay. No, she didn't. I don't think she. I was the one that watched
you
it. She didn't watch it.
I watched your interview too. I watched one video. Okay. I watched you watch a few things. You know what I mean? I like to do my research. But sometimes you be porn star. And the ones where they collect bar for the work where they do. Can we say you be.
I'm not worried.
Can I say that? Nah, I share what work you did.
Yes, please.
Okay, period. So prostitute and porn star, you do both.
No, see, when you're paying for the sex, it's called prostitution.
I love it. Mm. Not be me talk
the same thing at this point.
True. But when you are producing your own film and uploading and making your money from your streams, you're a porn star. I love that.
So we need to change your title, you know.
No, me
to what?
First of all, blue film, porn star, actress, advisor, cook, cleaner,
I want to ask you because I feel like
you're a content creator because you said she's where they die or with just because your job saying
that that way you're going to
you're a CM next person has to say what job
say it is me
say
not put title just say me you
marry me
the question me I want to ask now is because I feel like okay you've said it now that okay yes you can do this you can do hookups and then you can do you know your normal content creation. I feel like some people will not understand that if marry me is coming as a creator, as per I'm coming here as marry me the porn star, but they're looking for marry me who does hook up. How do you tell people that
everybody knows marry me does not do hook up?
Oh, okay.
You know, I said I stayed in worry for 2 years, 2 years plus. After my 18-year-old birthday, I decided to go to worry to go and be freaky. I did my birthday at Club Vegas, and he said, and I quote, The money I'm making today is the money I make in a month, and I'm making it from just your ballers. And guess what? Who I invite come, and I've just slept on then. Like, who came to the party? Is he angels? Like, who spent money for this man?
Mm-hmm.
And he brought the cake and he wrote princess. I'm like, don't say princess. Mm-hmm. My name is Mary Miz. I'm going to call you princess. I'm like, thank you. I'm a princess, though.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Royalties.
Yeah, I can see you have, like, some real beads on as well.
Now, I stayed in Warri for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was in Warri, I met so many guys. And they were like, let me fuck you and give you money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you ask for money from somebody? Like, how will I start? Good afternoon, sir. How much will you give me to fuck polite. Me?
Mm.
Like, that's something I'm going to enjoy at a point, even if I'm not into you at first.
Yeah.
But definitely, when you're getting what you're enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, how will you give me money? Don't give me money. Then my pet mother, I love her so much.
Mm.
She's like, don't worry. Most times she goes to tell them, if you tell her in a hookup, she'll not fuck you.
Mm.
So I'm trying to tell you, both Mary that I called and ugly girls and marry me, we don't like hookups.
Mm.
I see that.
Okay, so see. What would you advise people now that say, okay, fine, or okay, you already said that you tell them to decide between Jesus if they want to do and what they will not want to do.
I think Marry Me, Ugly Girls has a lot more to offer. I don't think we can do everything in today's podcast.
No, actually,
honestly.
Yeah.
But honestly, because I feel like you entire. Need to, whatever, you have so many ideas, like what you want to do and things. And I feel like we're waiting for the content. Like, next thing you want to do, bring it to us. Like, in fact, we must see the production.
First of all, I want to enlighten everybody about drugs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they confused me at the hospital that I was under the influence of drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was trying to explain to them that this is me. I talk to myself. I do music therapy. I do DIY schizophrenia. How did they call it?
Schizophrenia. Wow.
And they're like, I'm like, motherfucker, I don't have that. But you know, those signs, I've seen it and I listen to music,
mm-hmm.
which you advise in your book. Mm-hmm. I read all the books in the rehab.
Mm.
I read all the books, even the children Bible.
I love that.
I read everything. You're I learned educated how to play baddie. Scrabble.
Oh, she's you're an educated baddie.
Yeah. But yeah, I think thank you for today.
Thank
honestly.
You so much.
Like,
TNC, like this is a bit of a. I mean, so we wanted to talk about unconventional jobs, and basically the whole point of this was. Your content creating is content creating. Yeah. Don't be judging because someone creates content a bit different to you.
Then how you doing?
You are who you are. Do what you want. Do. Sha, as you said, and use God as your moral compass and carry on.
I also want to say that goodbye. To people out there that, but like I you finish. Said, the whole, okay, we finished.
We'll